Jack Garner, a familiar face and lifelong active member of the Barry community, has died. He was 87. Garner traced his Barry roots back to the 1860s. Both his parents were born here and his dad launched Garner Menswear in downtown Barry in 1931. It evolved into Garner Menswear and Sports and finally Garner Sports and continued on through two more generations, through Jack and then his son, John, before it was sold and eventually closed. Born on September 16, 1934, Garner's first political foray at the age of 14 was in the 1948 provincial election to support conservative George Johnston, who was the area's MPP, he said in a 2015 video interview for the Barry Historical Archive. He remained an active conservative member through the years. Garner served on Barry City Council from 1966 to 1970 and on the school board from 1995 to 1999 during the days of two-year terms. He considered the Centennial Park Project, which began in 1965, the feather in his cap. Up until that point, railroad tracks circled Kempinfilt Bay and were about 6 feet from the water at the bottom of Victoria Street, where the beach now attracts hundreds on warm summer days. During its development, the city hauled in truckloads of fill to extend the waterfront land, which he said in the video, could never happen today. That work, recalls his son, Jeff Garner, set the foundation for the current waterfront, which is largely owned by the city and considered the jewel of Barry. The key is all of the land around Kempinfilt Bay, I think, through that process, was secured, said his son, referring to the publicly accessible waterfront land from Heritage Park, looping along the bay, past the South Shore Center. All of that was garbage land and, way back, it was treated more as an industrial, commercial area. That's where we made things and that's where we shipped things by train. The Centennial Park Committee, he said, had a vision of converting the utilitarian nature of the waterfront land into a recreational gathering spot, taking advantage of the opportunities of being on the water. Since then, the rail tracks have been removed, allowing for expansion of the beach and park areas and the development of more trails. Garner found himself involved in some way in all of the federal and provincial elections after that 1948 campaign, leading the local Young Conservatives as a youth and later becoming president of the city's Progressive Conservative Association as well as a director of the Provincial Conservatives. Rainer McCullough, now in his 92nd year, was an active Barry businessman and fellow conservative and recalls growing up on Mary Street next to the Garner clan. Jack was one of 11 children. He remembers seeing a sign at the large, glass-paneled kitchen door inside the house. Garner's residence, meals at all hours. Jack and I would play shinny on the street, he recalled. And I worked for Bill Garner. Our backyard looked into the back of Garner's store. I had the key to the store. Ellipsis. I was about 14 years old. He'd leave me in charge of everything. Jack played hockey, was involved in track and field in high school, curled and later picked up tennis as well as golf. As adults, Garner and McCullough often worked together on the campaigns of a successive series of conservative candidates. McCullough served as the bagman for the conservatives, raising and collecting money for the various campaigns. Jack was a great friend and a wonderful citizen of the city of Barry, said McCullough, who remembers Jack's work on Centennial Park and his dogged involvement in helping to get GO train service in Barry. George Taylor, who was Barry's progressive conservative MPP from 1977 to 1985, serving the final 3 years as Solicitor General, moved to Belcourt Street in Barry in 1968, just down the road from where Jack and his wife, Joan, were raising their two sons. At that time, he recalled, Jack was always tagged as the next conservative candidate. But Jack never did put his name forward, concentrating instead on his business and local activities, including the Barry Rotary Club. Jack was civic-minded, recalled Taylor, adding that he remained outspoken on issues he thought were important long after serving on city council and the school board. Jack, added his son, Jeff, was an active Rotarian, a member of the downtown board of which he served as chair, a GO transit director and sat on many of the city's committees. Other involvements included the Barry Chamber of Commerce, the Barry Downtown Neighborhood Committee, the Ontario Economic Council, the Georgian Bay Regional Development Council and the Ontario Child and Family Review Board. He felt his contribution was staying local, said Jeff. He wanted Barry to be a place for everyone. The family hopes to continue on his legacy through the Jack Garner Foundation to support youth in sports, mental health, and education.